The Haines Assembly voted to restrict non-traditional dwellings like yurts and container homes on lots smaller than half an acre. They would be allowed in residential zones on properties of a half acre or more. It's a watered-down version of a total ban in the town site that was recommended by the Planning Commission. Assemblymember Gabe Thomas told KHNS that the idea came from looking at parcel maps.
I was looking at it going, wow, there's a lot of land out here, 2-3 acre lots, 5 acre lots, but it was all included in the single family zoning area. So it made no sense to me to say, hey, why can't they build out there?
The original proposal would have completely banned new yurts and container homes to outside the town site. The new version allows them in the single residential zone, which includes neighborhoods like Highland, Skyline, and Cathedral View. For smaller properties of less than half an acre or the waterfront zone, residents would have to apply for a conditional use permit to be approved by the Planning Commission. If the Planning Commission denies the permit, residents would be able to appeal to the Haines Assembly. But not everyone was on board with the plan. Haines Assembly member Tyler Hooling opposed restricting non-traditional housing. She says yurts are often a more affordable housing option for people starting out in Haines.
This is just like a bad PR move for Haines. Like, it's a bad look from my perspective. And I understand that other people see it really differently. But as a young person who's trying to build a life in this community, it's just like not an appealing prospect to have any sort of personal lifestyle choices limited in this way that are singled out and not really applied to other forms of making a life as well.
The Assembly passed the measure 4-2, with Assemblymember Katie Kirby also casting a no vote. Proponents of the measure had argued that non-traditional housing could put downward pressure on property values. That was the reasoning that led planning commissioners to make their recommendation. Haines resident Nick Schlossstein, who lived in a yurt for 5 years while he and his partner developed their business, says he's not sure what has been accomplished in a community that already struggles with affordable housing.
I'm still unclear as to what problem that's solving. There's a lot of properties in town that are under that size, and so it sounds like it's more of a way just to limit it without saying that.
Existing structures like yurts and container homes in the borough are grandfathered in, but the measure goes into effect immediately. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.